This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, nationwide and around the world. It's the last weekend of October. Can you believe it? And it's also the weekend before Halloween. On our show this hour is a funny guy, Jeff Allen. He does a show that is absolutely hilarious, no blue humor, and you'd be on the floor laughing so loud. He's phenomenal. Then actor, author, and the son of Dan Blocker, and a star and a success in his own right, Dirk Blocker. Donna Brazile is going to be joining us. I'm sure you know that she was an interim Democratic political leader and a political guru. She also is a journalist for ABC News. She's got a very controversial book out, at least I think, that you'll enjoy hearing about. And then from HGTV, Kim Miles. And that's all coming up this hour, our second hour with Ron Segi Today.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
You're listening to Ron Segi. Well, I got to tell you something that happened today, okay? I'm in my office, and I go on YouTube, and I'm watching some of the videos of our next guest, who I'm very familiar with, but I just wanted to see what he was up to these days, and I start laughing. And then before you know it, our producer comes in, then my secretary comes in, and before it's all said and done with, he's got standing room only in my office, okay? I mean, he's like so loud in my office. He's one funny guy. He's co-headlining CRTV's Make Comedy Great Again tour this fall. Joining us right now is Jeff Allen. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, my friend?
Great, Ron. How you doing, man? What an intro. Thank you so much.
I meant that, though. You know, you were doing the routine about the Volkswagen, and you were doing the routine about your son buying a pickup truck for $32,000 when he only had $9 in a jar.
And you know? A Folgers can. That's exactly it.
Funny stuff. But, you know, I failed to mention that in addition to this tour that you have, you have been on Showtime, Comedy Central's Premium Blend, VH1 Stand-Up Spotlight, Glenn Beck, Huckabee, comedy series Bananas, Happy Wife, Happy Life, Comedy Special, and you have performed for the Grand Ole Opry, Bill Gaither's Homecoming, George W. Bush's Presidential Inauguration, the National Prayer Breakfast, and you do all of this, and funny as can be, with no blue humor.
My wife would punch me.
Yeah, there is hope in America, you know what I'm saying? You really pull on the fact of your family, do you not, Jeff?
Yeah, and also with this tour, you know, we like to call it old school. It was interesting. Somebody said to me recently, can you work clean with no politics? And I said, I sure hope we can, because I'm tired of politics.
Right.
And, you know, when I started comedy in 78, 40 years ago, there was a line through the society. You know, they used to call it the edge, and the comics that were edgy would go to the edge. And
yeah.
step over. Well, we figured out the line has been obliterated culturally for years, so we decided to self-impose a line. I call myself counterculture now, man. I'm the edgy guy. I work clean. So
when you started, did you push the envelope a little bit?
I did. I was. I wanted to be Richard Pryor and George Carlin and those guys, you know. And then there came a point in my 30s where I realized I was too clean to be dirty and too dirty to be clean. So I was just kind of. I was offending corporations and in the clubs I was just another one of a thousand guys. So I started paying my son 25 cents for every cuss word that came out of my mouth, and I was losing a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, and I realized when I heard my kids using the same language. We were invited to school once because my son said some things to his teacher that were not kind. I looked her right in the eye and I said, I'd love to tell you, I have no idea where he heard that kind of language. But the truth is, you know, my wife and I use a lot of that. So anyway, we made some changes and 20 years later, it's worked out.
Well, good for you. You know, I'm not a prude by no means. You know, after you've
been
around. Yeah, well, you've seen, heard everything. Nobody can shock me anymore, okay?
Right.
But the fact is, it's like when Andrew Dice Clay or George Carlin, as you mentioned, came out with the seven words you can't use on radio and television. It was such a shock. It was no different than
right.
Elvis Presley or the Beatles or Frank Sinatra during his time. It was so different. Then what happens is it becomes norm. I like Chris Rock, but I can't watch him that much anymore because
yeah.
The shock value is gone. They're just using those words. And again, I'm not a prude.
Well, that's what I said. Dice Clay was the guy.
Yeah.
I remember seeing him on a special. I said to my wife, the next guy that's going to break through and be successful dirty is going to have to go beyond that.
Yeah.
And I looked at her and I said, there's no way I could do that kind of stuff. There's just no way. It's just not in me. So, you know, it was easy for me because I didn't really do a lot of, I always talked about my family anyway. Someone said to me, you know, what did you do before you had a wife and kids? I go, I starved. I had nothing to talk about.
Right, right.
You know? And I started going to therapy and I realized all she did was laugh at me anyway. So why should I pay for this? I'll just take it to the stage.
Yeah. When you go into some of the clubs now, will they say to you, you know, Jeff, we really had a lot of success with the guy in before you because every other word was a four-letter word. Do you get any confrontation for that? I mean, do they say, yeah, you're too clean? I mean, you played for
no,
Bill Gaither's
home.
No,
people that hire me, they know. You know, that's the beauty of YouTube. I haven't had a problem. I do probably three or four clubs a year. We're in theaters now doing this Make Comedy Great Again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were just at the Schubert in New Haven.
Oh, wow.
And it was interesting because they're filming people coming out. And what we kept hearing was from people, you know, in their 50s and 60s, there were a lot of young people there. And that's my goal. When we started the tour, I said, my goal is to get three generations out. If you can get the grandparents, the parents, and then the teenage kids out for a night of entertainment, that's amazing. You know, when I was a kid, we only did the Ice Capades as a family because everybody hated it equally. You know? My father would look and say, shut up, get in the car, we all hate this, you know. Ice skating. And so that was it as far as family entertainment.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were at the Schubert, and to see grandparents, parents, and kids out together laughing, the compliment that I got was, this is the way Johnny Carson used to be.
Right.
This is the way, you know, comedy. I didn't think you could even find this anymore. So that's why we started calling it old school. You know, there's all of us are, you know, I'm 62, you know, Ross is 62. And then the Tina is probably in her 40s, and Earl's probably the late 40s. You know, so there's probably over 100 years of comedy experience in this tour, and it's just a blast to be part of something that, you know, is a night of forget about what you got going on is enough with this 24-hour news cycle. And we're just, that's, you know, when they called me about this, because I knew it was CRTV, I said, look, I love CRTV, I love Levin, but I'm sick of politics, man.
Right,
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And they said, no, that's all right. We don't want it. We just want to be able to bring families out and have a good time. So.
CRTV, he's kind of the anchor of that network.
Yeah, I think he created it.
Yeah, I think he created it, yeah. You're right about, though, bringing the entire family to it, because I often wondered why guys like Carlin, Andrew Dice Clay, you know, the list goes on. I'm a performer. I do a concert tour in the winter with a 15-piece orchestra here. In,
oh, wow, great.
And I like to do songs. I like to do shticks that if my mother was in the audience, if my sons were in the audience, if my grandchildren were in the audience, I could show it to them. How the heck do you tell your daughter, who's like maybe 14, which, you know, guys like Carlin had, and say, watch this bit, And it's, wow, like, how do they do that?
Yeah, well, that was one of the things I heard some comics about Dice was, what's he tell his kids he do?
Yeah.
You know, do you want
right.
to be in that misogynistic? And, you know, anyway, again, I'm not faulting. You know, heck, the guy sold out Madison Square Garden in minutes.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was a definitely market for it.
Sure.
It didn't work for me.
Yes.
Let's just put it that way.
You know, Jeff,
Shakespeare said to thine own self be true. This just works for me. And, I've always felt that comedy should have a little bit of truth involved in it. And, so it's just easier for me to pick on my wife and kids.
You know what you do? You do, in cleaned up fashion, what Carlin used to do, and that was you take events that are relatable, but people wouldn't think of. In other words, if you're walking down the mall and you see the mall, and you're just, I don't want to say a normal person, but not a comedian, okay? You see things, but you see them the way someone like you sees them and turns them funny. I mean, for example, I knew there was that spare tire under the hood in the Volkswagen, but I never thought to incorporate it in a routine. I mean, that's
right.
A real talent. And people can relate to all of that.
Well, that's like, you know, somebody, it was funny, I was doing an interview last week, and somebody says, 32 years of marriage, how do you keep the romance alive? And I go, we don't.
Yeah, right.
Who needs that kind of pressure? It
no.
took me 20 years to get her expectations low enough to where I can meet them on a regular basis.
I'm going to be married 45 years, okay?
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, that's great. Now, people say to me, what do you do? How do you do that? And I says, you have to have a common interest, whether it's golf, crocheting, playing cards, vacationing. And in my case, we both love me, and it seems to be working out very well at this point.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Hey, Jeff, where can we go for all the dates where you're going to be at?
MCGATour.com, MakeComedyGreatAgainTour.com. And I know we're in the process of putting together dates for 2019,
right.
where we're going to, right now we're up in the Northeast. I'm going to Long Island Friday, and then Eastern Pennsylvania Saturday, and then we're in Tarrytown in Albany the following week.
Where in Pennsylvania?
Eastern Pennsylvania.
Okay. Well, are you going to be down in the Florida area?
No, but I'm hopefully next year. We're getting requests. He showed me a stack of emails from all over the country.
Good.
So we're hoping that 2019 we can hit the ground running and people will come out. We hope that we think there's a market for it. If the response from last weekend was the first weekend we were out, it was great.
Well, do me a favor.
It was really great. People were just blown away the fact that you could do 2 hours of comedy without talking about politics and then you know, cussing.
Right. Well, you have my number. You keep it. When you get down to this area or you want to chat later on in the year or first part of next year, you let me know and we'd love to have
great,
you back.
Oh, great, Ron.
I really like to have you back. And if you're in this neck of the woods, I want to come down and see you. Good.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jeff. Our guest has been one funny guy, Jeff Allen. If you get a chance to see him in concert, do it. And, you know, pick up some of the stuff that he has done on CD and DVD and on YouTube. Really a funny man.
Thank you, Ron. Have a great day.
And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, it's Ron Seggi today. Our next guest with us, not only a great actor, but he's making his literary debut with a new book out right now called Master and the Little Monk. Joining us right now is Dirk Blocker. Hi, Dirk. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate you. I'm glad to be here.
I saw this book, and I was blown away. I did not realize that you had such a strong passion for youngsters, and you went back to school after so much success in the entertainment business so that you could teach elementary through high school between acting projects. That's great. Tell us about what made you do that, Dirk, before we talk about the book.
Well, you know, there was something that I think had kind of been missing, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but my wife was able to. She said, for years I've heard you say that if you had one regret was that you started working right out of high school, and you never had the college experience. And then I kind of realized, well, that was because that's something my dad emphasized so strongly in my life. So things weren't just flying off. The phone wasn't just ringing off the hook. I was getting a job occasionally here and there, and I wasn't pursuing it as strongly as I had when I was younger. And so I said, well, if I were younger, and she said, well, you're going to be 50 years old with a degree or without a degree. It's up to you. So she's always right. So I listened to her, went back to school, and struggled through math and some of the science work, but really enjoyed the experience a lot. And then afterwards got my teaching credential and started teaching school. Loved it. Enjoyed the experience very much.
What happens on a student's face when they walk in the classroom and they see Dirk Blocker as their teacher? I mean, it's got to be a little bit of a shocker at first, don't you think?
Well, to tell you the truth, outside of the theater arts departments or the film and television department, some of those people knew who I was. But, you know, largely, to tell you the truth, a lot of the young people were, they just knew I was Mr. B or Mr. Blocker. They didn't put two and two together quite often. So that, and actually, I kind of preferred that, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, sure.
It meant I didn't have that to deal with. I could just be who I am,
right,
and present myself as a teacher.
Well, let's talk about this book. Okay, first of all, who did the drawings in it? Because they're really very well done.
I am so thrilled. Eric Scottness is the young man's name. He was an artist who worked on the show, on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the show I'm here in.
Sure.
And we became kind of friends over time. And so when I set out to do this, I thought, I need an illustrator. I think this book really could use some illustrations. I mentioned that to him, thinking he might recommend someone. And he said, well, do you mind if I read the story? And I said, no, here, read it. He came back and said, I would love to do this. And
really?
I said, oh, well, great. And he said, but I've never done it before. And I said, well, I've never published a book before, so we're both in this together. Let's do it.
Well, the point I like about the story is it applies so much to youngsters who have problem of being in the in crowd. A lonely young boy who is befriended by a unique mentor, if you will. I don't want to give any of the stuff away because it ruins the whole idea. Maybe you can describe it better without tipping the scale as to what happens.
You're doing a great job, Ron. I appreciate it, and that's exactly right. Life has dealt this young man some challenges that are a little more significant probably than most of us experience, and that leads to loneliness. He is an outcast where he lives, but his joy for life and his loving nature really inspires this other character who witnesses his his comings and goings, inspires him to kind of take him under his wing, so to speak. So I'll just see if I can help you a little bit without telling the young man he's helping him. And they go on a journey together, basically. And through it, the young man learns a lot about his life and about who he is and also about where maybe the purpose he has on this earth.
I think that's probably a message that is very good for the youth today. It probably has been very good for the youth for 1,000 years. We just don't recognize it as much as we do today when we hear in the news about children who seem to be, like, not in with the in crowd. And the peer pressure at a young age is brutal, is it not?
It's incredible. As a teacher, I saw a lot of that. And in fact, one of the things I would try to influence my students to consider is that you don't have to decide right today, what is it? What am I going to do with my life? Who am I going to be? I know you're getting a lot of pressure from your parents and from people to make a decision about what college you're going to and this and the other. And I said, that's understandable. And you do have to consider the realities of the earth. But I said, but most of us spend our entire lives trying to figure out what is our purpose here.
Mm-hmm.
What are we here? Because every one of us has a unique quality that lends itself to our fellow human beings. And, you know, sometimes it takes a long, long time. Sometimes we're in our elderly age before we actually find it.
Right.
That search, that journey, is really what life is all about. That's really more important than success. I've known a lot of terribly successful people who weren't very happy because they hadn't really discovered, what do I have to offer that's really unique and important to my fellow to humanity.
Yeah, you know, and unfortunately, when you're going through that climb to whether it's the top, the middle, where you ever end up, is that you don't know what it's going to happen, and you always think that, boy, you know, I'm never going to make it or, you know, be financially successful or anything. You know, I want to talk about your remarkable career. You started as a contract player at Universal while still in high school. You mentioned the fact that your Brooklyn Nine-Nine series, Detective Hitchcock on Fox, is a critically acclaimed comedy series, but I go down everything that you have done. It's really amazing. Little House on the Prairie, also MASH, Newhart, Criminal Minds, ER, Matlock, there's Johnny. List goes on and on, including Baba Black Sheep. Did you play on that when Red West was in that series?
I did. I was on that show from the pilot to the last episode. It was a great experience, and yes, Red West joined us, I think, in the second season, as I recall. Mm-hmm. I think that's when he joined the show. So I got to know Red. What a terrific guy.
Yeah.
And he brought incredible stories with him, and his work was just terrific. He really, he enhanced the show quite a bit.
Yeah, he had some great stories, and of course, we lost him last year. You know, Derek, I'm going to say something here, and I say this complimentary, okay, so please accept it as that. A lot of times, we remember where we were when major things happened, when Kennedy was assassinated, the 9/11, Elvis died. I can still remember, as it was yesterday, where I was and what I was doing when I learned of the death of your father.
Well, that's an incredible compliment, I suspect.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
I certainly do. Of course,
sure.
Naturally, I'll never forget.
Sure.
But, I have people say things like that to me, and it's never a burden for me to hear that. It's always it's uplifting because it's great to know that my dad touched as many people as he did.
I think more than a lot of people imagine, probably more than he imagined, too, I would assume. Well, Dirk, you are a great guest. You really are, and I wish you much luck with this, Master and the Little Monk. Will there be other literary items that will be coming out under your heading?
Well, I love to write, and
good.
So we'll just see. You know, I it's a very therapeutic endeavor for me, and I enjoy the process. So if I'm moved to put something else out there, if I feel like something out there is worth sharing, I will.
Well, Dirk, I hope that you get moved, because I tell you, this is a nice piece of work. I'm actually going to get two copies, one for my granddaughter and one for my grandson. I really think it's
perfect.
I really mean that.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. I really, really appreciate it.
You're a great guest. Would you please come back and join us again, Dirk?
I would love to.
Okay, let's make a date of it. And congratulations on Master and the Little Monk, the latest book by our guest, Dirk Blocker, a star in his own right, and, of course, the son of the great Dan Blocker. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue has left 11 people dead. Pittsburgh Emergency Management Chief Wendell Hisrich says six were injured, including four police officers who are expected to survive.
It's a very horrific crime scene. It's one of the worst that I've seen, and I've been on some plane crashes. It's very bad.
He says the suspect, identified as Robert Bowers, was injured before surrendering to police. He's being treated at a local hospital. President Trump spoke about the shooting at a rally in Indianapolis.
Our minds cannot comprehend the cruel hate and the twisted malice that could cause a person to unleash such terrible violence during a baby naming ceremony. This was a baby naming ceremony.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Around the world, it's Ron Segi today, and I'm glad that our next guest is here. Last time she was on the show, we were talking about her latest book, Hacks. She is interim chairman of the Democratic National Committee on two different occasions, adjunct professor at Georgetown University, contributor to ABC. She worked on every presidential campaign from 1976 through 2000 when she served as Al Gore's campaign manager. Joining us right now is Donna Brazile. Hi, Donna. Nice to have you back. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back on.
Now, Donna, new book out we're going to talk about that just came out. Now, I'm not trying to be flip or anything. In terms of being politically correct, and let's address the elephant in the room here, all right? The title of the book was something that even Conway West said in the Oval Office a couple of weeks back, and everybody went crazy. And some people say, well, this could set us back 50 years with a title like that. Am I going to be politically correct to say the name of this book?
Absolutely.
Okay.
For colored girls who consider politics. My mother, on her birth certificate, was identified as being colored. Mm-hmm. On my birth certificate, I'm identified as being a Negro. My niece is identified as being an African-American, and my great-nephew, my grand-nephew, is black. Mm-hmm. So over the last 400 years, we've been considered a lot of things, but we're all Americans, and this book is about the amazing journey of four black women who came together in the 1980s to work in American politics. We found ourselves trying to get a seat at the table, and once we got a seat at the table, we decided it was important to bring other people in the room, be it white, be it other black people, Latinos, Asian, because we believe that every American should have the right to participate in the political process. That's why my father fought in Korea. That's why my uncles fought in World War II, and, of course, my other uncles in Vietnam. That is why my cousins continue to serve, so that we have the right to participate in American politics.
But if I wrote a book with the title of this, be in trouble?
Well, it depends on your subtext and your content, because I think it's important as Americans that we understand that we have a very storied history, 400 years. I mentioned 400 years for a reason. My family can trace its beginnings to the Jamestown Society on my father's side. Mm-hmm. On my mother's side, we can trace our family to the Louisiana Purchase. Why not tell our story? Why not share this great American story with all people so that we know our backgrounds? By the way, you might ask this question, so let me go ahead and put the other elephant in the room. A few years ago, my ancestry was discovered, and I learned that I'm part Irish. They look at me and they laugh, but we all have different backgrounds.
Right.
We come from so much. I call it a gumbo. We all are mixed with various ingredients, various backgrounds, heritage. We should celebrate our great diversity in this country. This is what really, truly make our country wonderful and amazing. If you want to call it great, yes, great, because we come from different backgrounds, but we all salute that flag, we believe in our democracy, and we want to make sure that every citizen have a right to sit at the political table where decisions are made about our futures.
Now, Donna, when you talk like that, and I know I've heard you several times on TV, and of course you've been on our show before, it is refreshing, because there are a lot of people on both sides of the aisle that don't subscribe to that theory. Are we doing something wrong with these statues that they're taking down that were of prominent Southerners during the Civil War?
No, those statues came up after the Civil War to remind us of the past, not the future. I understand my history as a Southerner. My parents lived on South Jefferson Davis Parkway in the city of New Orleans. My mother, when she was pronounced dead, her address listed on her death certificate has South Jefferson Davis Parkway. Those were symbols of a bygone past, not symbols of the future. That's why many people demanded that they come down in the city of New Orleans. When I go home now, that statue is removed, and that is the reason why people decided it was not about what brought us together. It was about what had torn us apart. Slavery was the conversation that nobody wanted to talk about when our founders spent months in Philadelphia during those hot summer days. And you can imagine how hot it was because there was no air conditioning.
Right, right.
So we have to resolve the fact that slavery was a mistake. It was wrong. It happened. I have Confederate ancestry, but that doesn't mean that I have any hatred or any animosity toward those who are members of my family. They are my family members. I have one of my ancestors was one of the first men elected to Congress from the state of Louisiana. That is in my bloodline. You can imagine when I told Steve Scalise the story and I said, Congressman, the seat that you're holding, my great-great-great-grandfather held. There's a history behind all of us. We should know it. We should share it. We should be proud of it. It doesn't make me less American. It makes me proud of my heritage. It is a mixed record, but it is my life, and I embrace it because I embrace God. And who knows what color God is? I never sat down and questioned what my God looked like or what my God might have been thinking when I came into this world with nappy hair and black skin. I love the Lord. I want everyone to understand who they are and be proud of their heritage. That's what this book is about. Four women who are proud of the fact that we fought to get a seat at the table. And now that we're in the room, we're never going to let the door close for any woman, regardless of her background, because we want to make sure that women are represented in the room when political decisions are being made about our lives.
I agree with you. We have in our democracy some people that I don't think share your opinion publicly. I mean, take somebody like Maxine Waters. How do you address that, okay? Now, I'm not talking about any color, any gender, anything. How do you address comments like that when it upstages what you are trying to establish as a form of civility?
Well, you know, first of all, I don't individualize it, and I don't put a partisan face on these acts of incivility, if you want to call it that. So look, incivility has been part of our history. We can go back to the 18th and 19th century.
Right.
We need to hold each other accountable. We need to hold people in our political parties accountable. We need to hold people in our workplace accountable. When I make mistakes, people point them out. Even when people don't point them out, I ask for forgiveness. I said, I made a mistake. I will try my best not to do it again. I've made so many mistakes in my life. I don't want to sit here and point out Maxine Waters. We're at a low point in our democracy. We settle scores by calling people names. We got to stop that.
Yeah.
Stop it.
This incident that happened in St. Louis the other day where a white woman wouldn't let a black man in the apartment building that she was living, she's married to a black man.
I don't get all of this. As someone who grew up in the segregated South, I have so many friends, not only white friends. I mean, if we got to start pointing out the color of our friends, I don't point the color of my friends. You know, for the last 12 years after Katrina, I stayed with Mary Matlin and James Carville. I had a designated room in their home.
Oh, wow.
A designated room in their home as I tried to rebuild my family and get them back home to Louisiana. Mary did not look at me as, I got a black roommate. Mary and I are friends.
Yep, yep.
In fact, we call each other Tawanda. One of us got an O and the other one got an A. And I'll explain that at some point. But we are friends. Mary and I could have written this book. Mary is a color girl in my judgment because color has no color. It is the color of water. It's clear. We're clear that we're friends. We are with each other until death do us part. She's married to James, but that's my sister. She is my sibling by another mother and a father, too.
Yeah.
So we got to stop this stuff. This is stupid. You can have Mary and I on the phone, and can I tell you something? Mary and I cut up. We cut up. James sometimes can't leave us at home because he's afraid we're going to go down to his wine cabinet and start drinking and watch football when we do. So that is who we are, and
yeah,
don't let it be the same. When on a Sunday, Mary and I text each other. You know, we love each other. We are friends because we met at a time when there were no women in the room. And so when the guys went off to smoke their cigars and drink their beer, they left the girls alone. So we had to drink our beers. Okay,
well,
and smoke our cigarettes. We don't do that no more. We still drink. That's an example that this partisanship is poisonous because it doesn't really allow people to form friendship. Racism, it is poisonous. We got to stop it. Anti-Semitism, poisonous.
Yeah.
Better than this.
I know you are on a busy schedule. Please join us again.
I would love to. I want to say to all of the men and women all over the world, we love you.
Yes, we do.
We believe that you are protecting us, and we just want you to be safe. God bless you, and I will continue to lift all of you up in prayer.
Thank you, Donna, so much. Donna Brazile has been our guest. The name of the book is For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Politics. Donna, thank you for joining us. Please come back.
Thank you so much. much. Hope to talk to you soon.
Oh, we will. Bye-bye. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
They, nationwide and around the world, well, it's coming up this week. Halloween. I love Halloween. I like to answer the door. Little kid, you know, dressed up like that. I just love that stuff. And joining us right now with some suggestions for Halloween tricks and treats is DIY expert and the author of Screen Free Crafts Kids Will Love and the founder of CraftBoxGirls.com, our friend Lynn Lilly. Hi, Lynn. How are you? Happy Halloween.
Yes, hi, Ron. Happy Halloween.
Halloween.
Happy Halloween. I'm serious. I love to answer the door. Those little children, they just break me up. You know, they just, it's hilarious. But, you know, before we start talking about this, you left a very successful corporate job in marketing to follow a passion of going to people and giving them suggestions for crafts, entertaining, and then you launched in 2014 craftboxgirls.com. So tell us a little bit about it, and then give us some ideas how we can spice up this year's Halloween.
Absolutely. So, yes, I took the dive and followed my passion of DIY and inspiring creativity. And so I have craftboxgirls.com and then CBG TV, which is on Apple TV, free to download. But you can find all kinds of projects, so everything from DIY home projects to kids' craft.
Now, you also have expanded the business by growing a team of creators and on-camera hosts, launching Apple TV app and releasing our first book, too, right?
Yes, absolutely. So when Apple TV launched their app store, we were quick to jump on board and create our own Apple TV channel. So you'll find myself plus another team of experts giving you easy craft ideas as well as easy recipes. And then I did publish a book, Screen Free Craft Kids Will Love, which is chock full of craft projects that are kind of a throwback to the days of when I was growing up, and just really inspire kids to put down that technology and get back to being creative.
Boy, isn't that such a relief to hear. Okay, so let's talk about some Halloween specials, okay? I'm very interested in this. A spooky pizza. Now, what is that?
Okay, so here's the deal. It's definitely kind of crazy as a mom to get your kids and your family ready for trick-or-treating. So this is why I love Red Baron Pizza. It really is taking the fright out of a Halloween chaos. You know, your kids are going to eat tons of candy for Halloween, and that's why Red Baron Pizza brings peace to mealtime, because it's something that everyone in the family can agree upon, and it helps you get those trick-or-treaters out the door quickly. And it comes in three different crust varieties, so you can do some classic, brick oven, or thin and crispy. It really is so delicious, and quick and easy to pick up at your local grocery store in the freezer section.
Okay, now we all know about the cookie cutters that make Christmas trees and stars and so on and so forth, but you have a cutting machine out of make ghostly creations.
Yes, there is a machine to do everything, right? So lots of different crafts. One of my favorite crafts this year that I found is super popular with all ages is no carved pumpkins. So I love this because you can start a family tradition the night before Halloween. Grab the family, grab some craft pumpkins and supplies from the craft store. Everyone get around the table and come up with their own creation. So it's great because even the littlest of the goblins can participate because there's no sharp tools needed.
Mm-hmm.
And my most popular no carved design is a unicorn pumpkin. It's been viewed over 75,000 times on my website.
Now, I'm invited to a neighborhood Halloween party coming up, and I'm really interested in this next one, okay? It's a smoke and additive to holiday drinks. Tell me about this now, okay? This is something that I might have to bring to the party.
Okay, so you can get creative with your cocktails or mocktails. You can always do something fun with dry ice. So when you drop dry ice in the drink, it makes it nice and smoky, but always keep in mind that you want to let that fizzle out before you drink it. Safety first. But also something else that you could bring is a great snack. So I like to bring a snack that will sustain and keep even the adults and kids from eating too much candy. My go-to, especially if I'm short on time, I love doing fruit and cheese skewers with Havarti snack cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Or think about grab-and-go small turkey avocado grilled cheese sandwiches. Now the key is to doing it with a good quality cheese. And my favorite is Arla cheeses. They're so simple and so delicious. Arla snack and sliced cheeses are free of preservatives and artificial flavors, which puts my mom mind at ease. And Arla cream cheese is made with just four simple ingredients. It works great if you want to do a simple dip or spread it on a sandwich. And there's lots of great recipes at ArlaUSA.com.
Now, Lynn, let's go back to that smoke again. What is a tablet you put in? What makes the smoke?
Yeah, so you can use dry ice, which is something you can pick up at your grocery store, or sometimes the gas stations have it. But you just drop a small amount in the drink, or if you're making a punch, and it gives it that fun smoky effect. But I always like to say, let it fizzle out before you actually drink it. Safety first.
Can you drink the water from dry ice? I sound like, you know, Bill Nye the Science Guy here.
So you want to wait till it fizzles out so it doesn't burn you.
Okay.
It's almost so cold that it can burn you, so you never want to touch it directly with your hands. You always want to wear a glove or something to drop it in the drink. Give that, like, fun smoky effect, and then let it fizzle out before you actually drink the drink.
What about decorations? Do you have any ideas for Halloween decorations?
Absolutely. Okay, so I've got something fun that the whole family can do. Cardboard boxes. So, I don't know about you, but my daughter loves the box more than what comes in it.
Oh, no doubt.
Right? I'm like, man, I got to save on presents and stuff, right? And just give her boxes.
Just give her the box.
But, so give your kids a box and tell them to get creative. So whether they create a costume, a mask, or even a decoration that you can put on the front door, you will be amazed at the imagination that your kids have. So just something fun to do to get them to think outside the box.
Very good. I like that line. Get them a box to think outside the box. You also have a trick that you recommend.
Well, here's something new to think about. I feel like we always forget about the kids that can't have candy on Halloween. And
right.
What is sadder than going trick-or-treating and you can't eat the candy?
Right.
So what I like to remind people is come up with something that you can give out to those that can't have candy. Maybe you just go all no candy and give out a fun little treat. Now, here's my favorite thing to make. I call them little Halloween stuffies. So all you do is cut out shapes like a pumpkin or a ghost out of felt, and you use pillow stuffing and some glue, and you create little mini stuffed animals that you can give out. It'll keep every trick-or-treater smiling.
How do you identify the ones that can't have it? Because there's a couple of little munchkins in our family that can't have the candy, okay? They actually exchange the candy and their mom gives them gifts, okay, because they just can't have the sugar. So how do you identify that when you're giving the candy out at the door?
So a lot of times kids will say, I can't have candy. And I do encourage parents to tell your kids to say that because a lot of people may have those alternative fun little tricks and treats that they can give out. You know, so either ask, you know, because if you're a kid that can have candy, I'm sure you're going to want that candy. But then it makes those that can't have candy feel really included.
What are you going to be this Halloween, Lynn?
Okay, so my daughter and I are going to be matching mermaids. My poor husband doesn't have a costume yet because I worried about my daughter and me first.
Out of curiosity, how do you walk around when you're a mermaid?
So you got to get creative with it, right? So I actually used some exercise pants and created scales out of felt on those. And then on each leg, I used tulle to make the tail. So when I put my legs together, it looks like I have a tail.
You're a trip. That's great. Well, look, happy Halloween, Lynn, and thank you for all the suggestions. And now we will enjoy Halloween more because you are on the show this week.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Ron. Happy Halloween.
Hey, same to you, dear. Lynn Lilly has been our guest, and she's quite a lady. Author of Free Crafts for Kids That Will Brighten Up Their Halloween, which is coming up this week. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests. All natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
That's going to wrap things up on this last weekend of October. Hope you've had a great 2 hours, as we have, and I want to thank you and our guests for being part of it. The founder of Voice to Men, Nathan Morris, Eddie Munster, Butch Patrick, Brian Kilmeade from Fox News, Halloween Party Ideas with our friend Lynn Lilly, comedian Jeff Allen, actor and now author Dirk Blocker, political guru, ABC journalist Donna Brazil, and from HGTV, Kim Miles. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Hope you have a safe Halloween. And until next weekend, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.